bookshelf.
Oh, man. Oh.
I don't know how long I've been sitting there, but to me, I still think, how and why? I mean, did someone carry it around with them? Did they just figure, oh, you know, I need to switch? You know, why in the middle of the library and then just stick it on a shelf?
Yeah, oh, that's so unsanitary.
I mean, yeah, so we get, you know, we had kittens dropped in one of our book drops at a library I worked at before, and we came in the after the weekend, and there were these kittens running around the back room.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, you get strange things that happen.
Hmm. Yeah, you know, it's funny, because I went to this library a lot as a kid. I still come here every once in a while. And, you know, something I always thought was interesting is the, I guess the way you guys have now to, like, return books, how it's all slots, or you have that little, like, feeder belt.
Yeah.
Where you can just...
Automated materials handling, they call it, yeah.
Yeah, automated materials handling, wow. Yeah. And that's a new term for me. But I just thought it was like, you know, I always wondered, like, as a kid, like, what happened behind? What, like, when the book goes in, like, what happens? And then I remember later, I was lucky enough to see it, and there's, you got this, like, whole rotation belt assembly line. There are people there, like, scanning in, putting in these boxes and all this wonderful stuff.
Yeah, it sorts it for the shelvers, and so all they got to do is go to that cart and pull the materials out of it, and all those materials go to a certain part of the library. And we know they go right back to the shelf. Another bin, these items are holds for people, or they're going to other branches. And it's, when you have a busy library, they're really kind of needed because it's much more efficient.
Interesting. Well, we're getting to the end of our show here. I want to say we have less than 5 minutes. Is there anything you'd like to say? Any lasting words?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I'd tell people if they're interested in libraries, like I say, look at volunteering at them. If you haven't been in libraries in a long time and you think we're obsolete and dull and boring, see, we have a paging system there. We're not dull and boring. We don't just have all, you know, some people, you don't have new books. We get new books every week, you know, every day. Huh. Check us out. Libraries have changed. Like I say, we're always adjusting. And I don't think we're as dull and boring as people think. I mean, we don't go around shushing people. I would tell you in my career, I've been shushed more than I've ever shushed.
Wow.
Because as you can tell, I think I have a very loud voice. And I have patrons coming up asking me to quiet down.
That is, you know what? I would have not guessed that. I would have guessed that it would have been the opposite in a heartbeat. So that's something I learned, and I think a lot of people will be, maybe they shouldn't be surprised, but that is the stereotype for librarians.
And I mean, I think all public libraries are like this, but maybe some more so than others. We are just a very accepting profession, and we strive to have diversity and to have staff here that reflects the community. And we find that's very important. I mean, knowing a language isn't necessarily as important as you know, being someone that another person can come in and recognize is being similar to them in some way. I mean, we do have bilingual staff. We have people that speak Korean, Spanish, Chinese, Japanese. We have some Russian staff members at other libraries.
Huh.
But, you know, we're here to really kind of be the great equalizer. You know, it's for people that, you know, maybe don't have as much money on them, and we're here to help equalize things. Give, you know, especially if you got kids, you know, help those kids make a way in the world where they have as much opportunity as another kid maybe that isn't as affluent.
Huh. Well, that's fascinating. And of course, that's quite noble. Thank you very much for coming here on the show, Scott. This has been How Did I Get Here? And I'm your host, MC Escher, here on KDVS 90.3 FM Davis. Thank you very much again for coming on the show. We really appreciate it. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Hello, hello. That was a recording. librarianmixdown.mp3. It is 9 o'clock. You are listening to KDVS Davis, 90.3 FM. It's 1 million here. Subbing in, or not technically subbing in, but, you know, we're missing my co-host today, DJ Marinara of the Saucy Show fame. Catch her show tomorrow at 1 p.m. if you'd like. I think she might be doing it or might not be. But anyways, today we have music that I've been listening to. Maybe I'll talk a little bit later. Yeah, let's get into it. Let's quit yapping. I have the CD loaded up. Let's go. Yes, 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 yes. All right. You are listening to Velocity by Sweet Trip. Just to start us off, this is a PA show technically, in which the following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. But you know, excuse me, microphone. Anyways, so today, DJ Marinara requested that I talk about the run I went on this morning, in which something possessed me to get out of bed super early. This is not like a motivational podcast. I never do that. I don't know. Something happened. The wolf within me came out today. We went out to the Howe access point for the American River. Very beautiful. Very beautiful. I had a little moment over there last week. Just, you know, do a little exercise. That place is gorgeous around at this time of year, around the hours of 3 to 5 p.m. I would highly recommend that. If, you know, go there if you'd like to. Let me see. So I went out today, got there like 5:30. You know, I was like, okay, you know, just this is a light little drizzle. You know, I can do a guy like me, you know, he can do it. But yeah, about like 25 minutes in, it starts getting a little stronger, you know, but still like manageable, like no, not slipping, not nothing. We're doing good. And then it starts getting more raining, and it starts raining more. And by the time I get to my car, it is like pouring rain. It was like I was in the shower. It was like hard to breathe a little bit, but it was a good run overall. Shout outs to weather. I think weather, I appreciate it when, you know, we're able to experience some nice weather like that. Although I wouldn't probably not run in such pounding rain again. I didn't expect it. And you know what? That's okay. Anyways, we're going to get into another song. Well, this one I actually listened to today, but I've been on this one for a little bit. Shout outs to DJ Yama of Riverside, California, Sebastian, for putting me onto this record. This is Tell Me Why by Delroy Witter off of the album Love Rock, Lovers Rock Originators. Let's go. just learning how to fly.
Global movement of school strikers calling for urgent action on climate change. Every Friday, school children across the world strike from school for their futures, calling for leaders to unite behind the science, follow with the Paris Agreement, and keep global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius. For more information, go to FridaysForFuture.org.
I'm holding on to life. I'm holding on to life. I'm holding on.
You are listening to Holding On to Life by Dayansa. Great little record right there. Pull it out of the stacks right now. I got like 5 minutes left. This has been 1 million. Four tomatoes on rye. Unfortunately, DJ Marinara could not be there today, but it's all good. Let's play the last song for you. This is Ooh Baby Baby by Delroy Witter. Enjoy.
Ooh. Me, chimpanzee, 90.3.
KDVS Davis.
UC Davis students save on season events at the Mondavi Center. Full-time enrolled students with valid student ID get half off all tickets. First-year students, transfers, and graduate students can receive one free ticket to any Mondavi Center season event during their first year. To get your half off or free ticket, see mondaviarts.org.
This hour of KDVS programming is sponsored by USDA ARS, Western Human Nutrition Research Center, located at 430 West Health Sciences Drive, University of California, Davis. The Western Human Nutrition Research Center and the Department of Nutrition at UC Davis are seeking to determine how to increase the body's good bacteria, boost overall immunity, food digestion, and support overall health. More information on the fibro intervention study can be found at 530-752-5177. Once again, at 530-752-5177. KDVS thanks Western Human Nutrition Research Center in Davis for their support of Freeform Community Radio.
Are you tired of spending ludicrous amounts of money on groceries? Come to the pantry at the Memorial Union to get free groceries. We have a wide variety of produce, dairy products, and canned products.
We also have health and wellness items like menstrual products, sexual wellness, and hygiene products.
You can come in person at Memorial Union 177 or order in advance for pickup online at thepantry.ucdavis.edu. Find our updated hours and get involved on our Instagram at UCDPantry.
Your lines, because I miss you all the